down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off of my feet. Lots of kisses on the bottom, and I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way that you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe that it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, yeah. Lots of kisses on the bottom, and I'll be glad I got 'em. Gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way that you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came, make believe it came from you.
April skies are in your eyes, but darling, don't be blue. Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violets to bay. Are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. As long as we see it through, you'll have me, I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Day. Don't break my heart. that way. Honey, please don't be that way.
KJZY 93.7. two hearts met breathlessly, and your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love, you took my lips, you took my love so tender. Waiting
just anticipating all of the things she may never possess. But while she's waiting, try a little tenderness.
I may be sentimental, and I've had my griefs and my cares. A good word, soft and gentle, makes it so much easier to bear.
She might forget it. Oh, but don't let her forget it. Whole happiness,
'cause it's so easy. Try.
Yes, I'll try.
Try a little tenderness.
I'll try a little tenderness.
Thank you. Jazzy.
Oh, I'm Laura. Before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Gattelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
okay,
we...
Okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
G-O-T-E-L-L-I, Gotelli!
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at GattelliPlumbing.com.
Sonoma County's musical oasis is Jazzy. KJZY.
From sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. 'Cause all I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me.
Welcome to the Commonwealth Club of California radio show. It's America's longest running radio program. I'm Gloria Duffy, co-president and co-CEO of the club, a nonpartisan, nonprofit public forum that's been presenting a wide range of thought leaders on important issues of the day for 121 years. Wave after wave of disinformation and misinformation sweep through our society and around the world with seemingly no one able to get a grasp on it, much less grasp the impact it's having on our political systems and social relations. Advances in technology and the reach of bad actors have combined to amplify false statements and manufacture credibility. The rapid growth of artificial intelligence is only making the problem worse. NBC News legal analyst Barbara McQuaid joins us this week to explain how to identify the ways disinformation is seeping into all facets of our society and how we can fight against it. She's the author of the new book, Attacked from Within: How Disinformation is Sabotaging America. At the Commonwealth Club World Affairs in San Francisco, McQuaid was in conversation with University of Alabama law professor Joyce Vance. Let's hear their discussion.
Well, hi, folks. How's everybody doing? You know, I know our guest tonight needs no introduction, but I'm going to go through the formalities anyhow. I'm Joyce Vance.
Yay! How about that?
I'm a professor at the University of Alabama Law School, and I hang out with Barb McQuaid a whole lot. She's the show. She's why we're here tonight. It really is a pleasure to get to introduce Barb McQuaid to you. She's terrified about what's going to come out of my mouth in the next 10 minutes.
I think she's said enough, don't you?
So look, Barb and I served together as United States attorneys during the Obama administration. I was in Birmingham.